Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, September 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have some active warrants in Hardy County. First, Ivan Nunez Garcia has a local warrant for failure to appear for attempted sexual battery on a person under 12, and Alberto Escudero Espinoza has a local warrant for violation of probation for battery on a law enforcement officer. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, the Hardy vs. Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up this Saturday at 7 a.m. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is limited, and they'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, plus door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 from the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which include meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course, 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967 or go to hardycc.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, only Moso Harvest is looking for an office assistant. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. The Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED is preferred, and the UPS store is hiring for all positions. Minimum qualifications include a high school diploma or GED. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Or if you feel like it on Facebook, you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out with the humidity feels like 93. 20% chance of rain, partly sunny. Shade temperatures 87, maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds east northeast to 7 miles per hour with gusts up to 9 miles per hour. The humidity very humid at 63%. Air quality is fair, the dew point 70. Cloud cover 50%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Northeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows around 70 when northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 30%, and Saturday night mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, and Sunday night mostly clear, highs in the upper 80s with lows in the mid 60s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and this weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Dairy Checkoff updated its Fuel Up to Play 60 program to help students and educators navigate this school year. Created in partnership with the National Football League, Fuel Up to Play 60 developed a website that launched last week to coincide with the Start Fresh with Fuel Up to Play 60 initiative. The site allows educators and parents to learn about the program and access resources focused on dairy nutrition and dairy farmers' care for the environment. A favorable growing season and government policies that encourage crop rotations will result in a record corn crop in China, according to USDA estimates. Even so, China will be the world's largest corn importer for the second year in a row. Agriculture.com reports China is second to the U.S. as a corn producer. While the same, China will still import 26 million tons of corn, the same amount as last year. Over the last 30 years, the number of acres irrigated using pressurized irrigation systems roughly doubled, while the use of gravity systems declined substantially. According to agrimarketing.com, in 2018, 72% of all irrigated cropland in 17 western states used pressurized irrigation systems, up 37% from 1984. Pressurized irrigation systems use water more efficiently than gravity systems, with less water loss to evaporation, deep percolation, and field runoff.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. This is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and the theme of this year's Safety Week is that farm safety yields results. Scott Heiberger of the National Farm Medicine Center says the center's Telling the Story project has become an important tool to get the word out.
The project tells first-person accounts of injury situations, close calls. Far from being embarrassed, they want other farmers and farm families to learn from their situations so that the same thing doesn't happen to them.
The National Education Center for Agriculture Safety has been holding daily seminars addressing particular safety issues. The seminars can be found at necasag.org, along with videos and other information about farm safety and health. A study by Penn State researchers released earlier this year looked at emergency room admissions over a recent five-year period. It suggested that the agriculture industry was even more dangerous than previously believed. The research showed that from January 2015 through December of 2019, more than 60,000 people were treated in emergency departments for non-fatal agricultural-related injuries. Nearly a third of those injured were kids, according to the study's author, Judd Michael, professor of agriculture and biological engineering. Before that research, knowledge of non-fatal agricultural injuries was somewhat limited. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 574 private sector ag workers fatally injured on the job in 2018. Transportation incidents resulted in 274 deaths.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks rose broadly for a second day in a row on Wall Street, reversing the market's losses for the week just 3 days after the S&P 500 had its biggest skid since May. Investors were pleased to have gotten some charity from the Federal Reserve a day earlier that it was not on the verge of raising interest rates, and there was also reassuring news out of China, where Evergrande, one of the country's biggest private real estate developers, appeared to avoid what could have been a very messy default. The Dow was up 506 points to close at 34,764. The Nasdaq gained 155 points today to 15,052. And the S&P 500 added 53 to 4,448. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us in sports, I'm Patrick Cross. The Tampa Bay Rays have clinched their third straight American League playoff berth with a 7-1 win over Toronto. Rays manager Kevin Cash.
It means a lot to the team, and certainly to myself, but pretty special day. You know, you guys have talked about it for the last 3 or 4 days about clinching and do it in front of home. I'm glad we got it done at home.
The East leading Rays hold a 6-game lead over second-place Boston with 9 to play. The wild-card leading Red Sox won their 7th straight, 12-5 over the Mets. Kyle Schwarber homered twice and scored 4 times.
September baseball, especially when you're in the playoff push, nothing can beat it. It's fun. You're going up to the field and the energy's high and we know what's at stake and we just want to go out there and control what we can control.
New York now holds the second wild card after a 7-3 win over Texas. The Blue Jays a half game back of the Yankees. Houston beat L.A. 9-5 in 12 innings. The Astros' magic number to wrap up the West is 3. Seattle down Oakland 4-1. The Kansas City at Cleveland and Chicago at Detroit games are rained out. The White Sox magic number to clinch the Central remains at 2. This is Esser in Sports. In the National League, San Francisco picked up a game on L.A. and now tops the Dodgers by 2 games for the West lead. The Giants jumped out with 3-0 first inning lead and then held on to beat San Diego 8-6. The Dodgers were losing at Colorado 10-5. Atlanta beat Arizona 9-2, while Philadelphia edged Baltimore 4-3. The Phillies stay 3 back of the East leading Braves. St. Louis won their 11th straight, 10-2 over Milwaukee. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt on winning pitcher Miles Mikolas, giving up 2 runs and 4 hits in a season-high 7 innings.
Thought he was really good last time out, too. I think he continues to get better. He's sharp. All the pitches working. Efficient. Threw strikes. 13 ground balls.
The Redbirds, who go for a four-game sweep at Milwaukee today, take a 4.5-game lead for the second NL wild card. The Brewers' magic never to clinch the Central stays at 3. Washington beat Miami 7-5. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati was rained out. The interleague action saw Minnesota beat the Chicago Cubs 5-4. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or you can visit them on the web all the time at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: someone glued my deck of cards together, and frankly, I just can't deal with that. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, a great weekend, and I'll be back on Monday. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.